Greetings and welcome back to TanakhStudy.com, the podcast program in which we study Parashat HaShavua over the course of six podcasts broadcast during the week during which that parasha is read. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom and I'm delighted to be studying the second half of Sefer Shmot with you. We are now nearing the end of Sefer Shmot. We are in our fourth podcast of Parashat Pikudei, and we have read now about the successful completion of the construction of the Mishkan and the weaving and preparation of all the Big Day Kuhuna. We are now in Perak Lamed Tet, Pasuk Lamed Bet. Vatechel kol avodat Mishkan Ohel Moed. Now notice that the Mishkan, which at the beginning of the Parsha was called Mishkan Ha'idut, is here called Mishkan Ohel Moed. And we have to remember that Ohel Moed was a name that first showed up in a different tent, the one that Moshe set aside after Chetah Egel as a place for meeting with God. So that Ohel Moed has now been transferred, as it were, to the Mishkan, which is Mishkan Ohel Moed, the residence for the place where Moshe and Hashem and Bnei Yisrael and Hashem will meet. Vayasu Bnei Yisrael kechol asher tziva Adonai Moshe ken asu. And this is a summarizing sentence. So Vatechel, which the Tamei HaMikra, give it a Zakef Gadol, so it sits by itself, Vatechel, called Avodat, another Zakef Gadol. It was completed. And this reminds us, of course, of the end of the story of creation, Vayichulu HaShemayim Va'aretz. Vatechel, called Avodat, Mishkan Ohel Moed. All of the work on Ohel Moed, Mishkan Ohel Moed was completed. And Bnei Yisrael did everything exactly the way that Hashem commanded Moshe. And that is a trope that is going to continue from here until near the end of Perek Mem, Kasher Tzivah Adonai Moshe, Ken Asu. And now that they have completed all of the work, now we have to put it together. Vayaviu ta Mishkan el Moshe. So they brought the Mishkan. Now, Mishkan is a residence. You can't bring a residence to somebody. They brought all of the parts. Eta Ohel, so that's the tent covers, Vetkol Kelav, and all of the tools that belong to the Ohel, which is Krashav, that's the boards, Brichav, the bolts, Ve'amudav, the poles, Vadanav, and the sockets. In other words, everything that is part of the structural infrastructure of the Ohel, of the Mishkan, plus the tent cover, they brought to Moshe. Plus, et michsei orot ha'elim ha'ma'odamim, et michsei orot ha'tchashim, which is the top cover of the Mishkan, v'yei parochet ha'masach, and the parochet that divides. Et aron ha'idut v'et badav. Now we get to the insides, the aron ha'idut and the staves, v'et ha'kaporet, the kaporet that goes over it, which includes, of course, the kruvim. Et ha'shochan et kol kelav, v'yei lachem ha'panim. Now notice here, and we saw this earlier in Parashat Vayakel, not only does Bezalel make the Shulchan and the Kelim, but he also, at some point, and we assume this to be now very close to the end of the process, makes the Lechem HaPanim, makes the actual showbread. Et HaMenorah Torah Neroteha, so the pure gold menorah, and the Nerot, which are called Nerot HaMa'aracha. This is a new phrase that we haven't heard before. And he's shown him to make two suggestions as to why it's called Nerot HaMa'aracha. First of all, because the word used in Parshat Bahalotcha to describe the Nerot is Ya'aroch et HaNerot, to set them up in a sort of in a lineup. So the Nerot HaMa'aracha, the Nerot of the lineup. The other possibility is that these are Nerot that face the Lechem HaPanim on the other side of the Mishkan where the Shulchan is. And that is in a ma'arechet, in a form, where the bread is, as we will read in Vayikra Chaf Dalet. We had kol keleha, v'yeh shemen ha-ma'or. And again, he not only prepared the physical structure, but also the material that goes in it, the lechem ha-panim, and now the shemen ha-ma'or, the oil for lighting. V'yeh mizbach ha-zahav, et shemen ha-mishcha, v'yeh torat ha-samim. And they also brought the Mizbeach HaZav. All of this being brought to Moshe, along with the anointing oil and the Ktoret. V'yeit Masach Petach Ohel. And the Masach, the curtain that goes in front of the Ohel. We've got all the pieces here for the inside now. And now, Eid Mizbach HaNechoshet, the the bronze mizbeach, ve'et michbar nechosh dashelo, and the rim around it, et badam et kol kelav, the staves and all the kelim, et takior ve'et kano, and the bronze laver and its basin are all brought to Moshe. Now notice that we've gone in the order followed in Vayakel. First the Mishkan, then the Kreshim, in other words, the structure of the tent. Then the Kelim, starting from the Aron and moving out. However, what's added in here is also the material that's going to go on it. In the case of the Menorah, the oil, in the case of the Shulchan, the Lechem, in the case of the Mizbeach HaKtoret, the Shemen, the Shemen HaMishcha and the Ktoret. And now we have the Mizbeach HaOlah and all of its tools and the Kior and Kano, all of the bronze things that sit right outside. And now we move to the outside perimeter. Eight Kalei HaChatzer et Amudeha ve'et Adaneha, the curtains for the Chatzer, the pillars that hold it up, the poles that hold it up, and the sockets, which are bronze sockets, which the Amudim go into. Ve'et HaMasach L'Shar HaChatzer et Meitarav Yiteroteha, and the curtain that goes in the front, the east side entrance into the Mishkan, into the Chatzer, the ropes for it, and the pegs, which, as we mentioned, guy it down. Ve'et kol klei avodat ha-mishkan lo amoed, and all of the other kelim for avodat ha-mishkan. And now at Bigdei HaSrad, the Shreit Bakodesh, the Bigdei HaSrad are those garments that are used to cover up the kelim when they're being transported. At Bigdei HaKodesh, the Aron HaKohen, but Bigdei Vanav L'Chahen, and the clothes for Aaron and the clothes for his sons. Clothes for the Kohen Gadol, the clothes for his sons. Now that's everything. And now, two psukim to sum up what happens. Kechol ha-shetziva Adonai Moshe, ken asu b'nei Yisrael et kol ha-avodah. Exactly as Hashem commanded Moshe, this is the way that B'nai Yisrael did all of the avodah. And that, of course, as we mentioned earlier, is a critical component to responding to the Chet Ha'Egel, to be doing the worship of Hashem exactly as Hashem determined and Hashem requested and Hashem commanded. And that includes the materials, the dimension, the location, the items that are to be put there. And now the final pasuk of this penultimate parak, Vayar Moshe et kol ha-melacha, v'hine asu ota kasher tziva Adonai ken asu. So Moshe saw the melacha, and he said they did it exactly as Hashem commanded. Vayivarech otam Moshe, and Moshe then blessed them. And all the Rishonim quote this bracha, Yehi ratzon shtishre shechina ma'aseh yedechem, that Hashem's presence should rest on what you have made. In other words, that this Mishkan should actually work and be a proper residence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And notice again, as we saw at the beginning of this little parshia, in Pasuk Lamed Bet, Vateichel, reminding us of Vayichulu, how does the parsha Vayichulu end? Vayivarech Elohim et Yom HaShvi'i. And here it's Vayivarech Otam Moshe. And so we have something of a parallel, something of a comparison between the creation of heaven and earth and the creation of the Mishkan, a place for Hashem's presence to rest. In the next podcast, we will begin the last parak, which actually describes the putting all of these things together and the construction of the Mishkan, and culminate in, well, no spoiler alert, so we will read about that culmination together as we get to our final podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.